Phone Boy Speaks, episode 554, The Twitter Onboarding Problem.
I first joined Twitter in 2007, about a week after it became public. If you look at the user ID for my account, PhoneBoy, you'll see that it's a fairly low number. It's a low four-digit number, which should give you an idea of how long I've been at it. And over time, the what they call the onboarding process, which is getting a new user signed up and engaged in Twitter and actually using it, that process has not changed too terribly much over the years. I went through it today here because I was registering another account. Yeah, I have several Twitter accounts. This one I was trying to register an alternative of my name that I didn't want anybody else to get. So I just registered it. And I also went, took some notes through the onboarding process. And what they have you do is they suggest some accounts. So they, they tell you what a tweet is, and then after they collect your basic information, and then they suggest some accounts for you to follow, which, okay, that makes sense, because if you just sign up to Twitter and you don't know anything about it, right? That's something that you're going to have an issue with. And it's like, okay, why did I sign up for Twitter? What am I getting? So they have you attempt to, they suggest some people to follow, and they start with some, very popular accounts, right? Which just kind of go, well, that's nice. I don't really, and you kind of look through some of them, and I typed in a couple of names of things I knew I wanted to follow just to see. But I also wanted to see what the suggestions were. And I looked through this, and personally, I'm going, if I already didn't know what I was following on Twitter, why would I want to follow any of these accounts, right? And they did have them categorized by, technology or sports or whatever. But I'm looking at this and going, if I want to find actual people, and I'm not talking famous people, but I'm talking normal people, people that are, the people that aren't famous, or tech douchebags or whatever, maybe I do want to find tech douchebags. What if I want to find all the tech douchebags that aren't famous, like John Syracuse or Marco Arment or John Gruber, right? I mean, I don't want to follow those guys, but maybe I'd want to follow some folks that do follow those guys. And how do I find those people? And that's where I think the Twitter onboarding process completely fails, is that if you want to find something famous, Twitter really helps you. They've done that for you. But how do I find people that I might want to converse with on Twitter? And the only reason I have a lot of people that I followed over these because I basically slogged through it early, and I'm interested in doing that, right? So I actually take some time and figure it out. Whereas I don't know that normal users, they look at Twitter and go, well, why would I want to do that? And I think maybe Twitter, maybe I'm looking at it wrong, right? Maybe, because I like to go on Twitter and occasionally have conversations with people, which I know is difficult at 140 characters. And I do occasionally like being able to fire, snarky comments at companies and celebrities and stuff like that. I mean, but I do occasionally have conversations with people on Twitter. And if I want to do that, this is where the Twitter onboarding process fails. It's looking at a use case that I don't think everybody has, right? And I realize that, just because it doesn't satisfy my tech douchebag use case, that the process is a failure. No, I still think it doesn't really answer the fundamental question: why do I want to use Twitter, right? And if you don't already know what Twitter is, and you don't already know that you want to use it, then there's nothing really in that sign-up process that really tells me why I should do it in the first place. Why would I join Twitter? What do I hope to gain by using Twitter? And so from that part of the process to helping me find people, maybe it doesn't even offer to try and find people that I might want to talk to or see what they're saying, right? It's crazy. And that's why Twitter is stalled, right? There's every tech douchebag or wannabe tech douchebag is already on Twitter. Normal people don't really know why they want to use Twitter, and I'm totally with you. Like my wife, she's like, yeah, what do I want to do on Twitter? I mean, it's, she wants to interact with people that she knows. Whereas I'm willing to do it with people I don't know. And that's where Twitter's kind of useful. But anyway, I just, this is why Twitter, I don't think is growing. It's just because they haven't put their use case out. I mean, and to be fair, app.net kind of has the same problem, right? Is that they really didn't do a good job of articulating their value proposition in a way that normal people would actually want to join it. I mean, they got some developers on there. They capitalized on the pissed off developers that Twitter sort of pissed off because of their stupid terms of service changes and how they were trading third-party clients. That, you know, the ADN capitalized on some of that, but the ADN never really was able to articulate in a way to end users why should they join this network that is not there, and you know that we're trying to build, and you know why join this social infrastructure. And that's, yeah, Twitter has that problem, and so does app.net, although, you know, at least, you know, apparently app.net is at least profitable, whereas we can't say the same thing for Twitter. But, you know, Twitter has to solve, if Twitter is going to continue to be an ongoing concern, they're going to have to solve this problem. You know, app.net, I don't know, you know, that's a different discussion, and maybe I'll do another podcast on you know, what I think is going on with app.net. But Twitter, you know, if Twitter wants to succeed, they're going to have to solve this problem. They're going to have to grow or somehow make money to solve this. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't mind paying a little bit extra for Twitter. But if they would like strip out, get rid of the ads, right? Or even enable some certain features or something. But anyway, I just find this whole concept that, you know, Twitter, you know, the whole onboarding process just kind of disgusted me when I went through it today, because it no wonder they're having problems getting people to sign up, because if you don't know why you want to be on Twitter, there's nothing there to convince you that you should be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.